Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and joining us this week, Kim Strauss. And Kim's going to be talking about the new hiring program going on in the BISD and also the pre-K and kindergarten registration going on. And Kim, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much for having me today.
All right, great to have you. And let's first talk about the new hiring program, spring and summer, of course, always transition times. Now, are you accepting applications for positions to be filed for the next school year, filled for the next school year?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Christy Olivares is our HR director in Brenham ISD, and she asked me to share with you today that if you would like to work in Brenham ISD, it's a great place to work, and we're accepting applications as we speak. For many of our classroom positions, we are using hiring pools, which means that people will apply online and then come in and interview with Christy in the HR department and then be recommended out to campuses for different positions. If you'd like to work for Brenham ISD, check out all the positions available at www.brenhamisd.net. Click departments and then HR and you'll see employment offerings.
All right. Now, are the applications available online?
They are. We have a new piece of software this year called Talent Ed. It has two pieces to it. It's a recruit and hire piece and then a digital storage of records for our employees. And so if you've applied with Brenham ISD in the past, please go back online and reapply or resubmit an application. You'll create an account in Talent Ed, and then you can choose the different positions that we have available to apply. So even if you have applied in the past, since it's new software, we would ask that you reapply for positions we have available this year. And what type of personnel are we looking for? We're looking for people that are innovators, because we are in a time of transformation in Brenham ISD to make ourselves. We've always been good, but we want to be great. We want to be a premier school district. And Mr. Cruzy said it best at one of our school board meetings when he said, you always need to be better, better, and better.
All right. And now let's shift gears a little bit. We'll talk about registration going on, pre-K and kindergarten registration. First of all, any information regarding the registration process?
Yes, we're going to be having our pre-K and kinder roundup. We have two dates slated right now. May 21st is a Saturday, and we will have the registration open from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. that day. We also have it available on May 26th from 5 to 7 p.m., and both of those will occur at Alton Elementary School. And then if we have people move into the school district or others that would like to enroll students in grades other than pre-K and kinder, we'll be open August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 8 to 3 also at Alton Elementary School to register students.
All right. Now, can a parent transfer their child to another campus?
If a parent, we no longer have a transfer policy like we've had in the past, but if a parent wants to have us reconsider where their child is placed, because you know we have moved to a computerized selection process, they may submit a transfer. It's no longer called a transfer request because we're not accepting those like we have in the past, but we have a parent request of change of campus. And that form can be picked up at the Brenham ISD Central Office on August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The submissions of this affidavit does not necessarily guarantee that the child will be placed on a different campus, but will allow the child to go back into the computerized selection process and be replaced on a campus. It could be the same campus, might be a different campus, but that placement would be final.
All right. Now, say a parent does not like their child's computerized placement. May they appeal?
We are going to have an appeals process. So letters will be sent out after the students register on the 21st or the 26th. The letters will be sent out in July. The Brenham ISD appeal process for the student's initial placement form will be available at Central Office approximately 10 days after the letters are sent out.
Now, if a parent is not a legal guardian, say maybe a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle is actually the legal guardian, but can the parent still register the child?
For extenuating circumstances that concern residency or a temporary guardianship, maybe for whatever the situation might be, we have additional forms available. We have a power of attorney, a proof of residency, and a military foster care form on our websites. And the person registering the student would just need to fill out the appropriate form and bring it with them. And that's at brenhamisd.net under new student registration.
And where will students register after the May and August dates?
That'll be advertised right now. We foresee it going back to the community education building on South Market Street, and we'll publish that on our website as well.
Now, if a parent is enrolling a new student to the Brenham ISD and they have a sibling currently enrolled on a BISD campus, will they be placed on that same campus?
Siblings will be placed together on a single campus. Our goal is to have siblings together, and so in our computerized selection process, the sibling is considered an absolute one that we will consider. Next year, after we have filled all of our seats, if we have people move into the school district, maybe they're joining another sibling group that is already existing here, they'll be placed based on availability. And what I mean by that is sometimes families have a situation where they are currently enrolled in a different school district, and because of a parent not being able to take care of the child and they move in with another family member, we will try to place them together if it's available.
Now, does the parents place in line on registration day determine their campus placement?
It does not. And I know that in the past, the place in line mattered. But with our new computerized selection process, the place in line does not matter. So we invite parents to come anytime during the time slots on the 21st from 9 to 2 or on the 26th from 5 to 7 and submit the paperwork. And then everyone that has their registration forms and will be in the have equal chance in the computerized selection process.
And when will parents be notified of their child's placement?
After the May event, they'll be notified in July, a little bit later in July with a letter. And then after the August registrations, they'll be notified as soon as possible. And of course, it'll be before the first day of school.
And what criteria is being used in the computer selection process to place students on campuses?
That's a great question. And in earlier this year, our school board adopted the following criteria for placement. We have two different categories of placement. We have absolute placement and weighted placement. Absolute placement are students that are going to be in bilingual education, and we do ask that you bring your child to the pre-K and kinder registration days, because if you feel that they may need a bilingual placement, because we will be testing for that at registration. And bilingual students go to Crousey Elementary School, because that is where we have our bilingual program for kindergarten and for first grade. Special education students, if we have a student registering that has special needs as defined by special education, they will be an absolute placement, meaning that they'll match where their program or where they can be best served by one of our programs. Siblings, of course, are going to be placed together, as we mentioned. Our current pre-K students will remain on the campus that they're currently located for kindergarten, unless a change has been initiated by the parent. And staff members that work at an elementary school may have their children placed on the same campus where they work, if they work at an elementary school. So that's our absolute placements. That criteria is considered first. Then the rest of the students are placed, are weighted out by the following criteria, which is economically disadvantaged, ethnicity, and gender. And what we are attempting to do here is to meet goal number 4 that our school board adopted last year, which is to balance the demographics at our elementary school. And so by looking at those 3 pieces of our criteria, we're able to do that.
All right. And now if people have any questions or concerns, who do they contact for more information?
The best person to contact in Brenham ISD for information regarding registration is John Forsyth, and he can be reached at 277-3700. And the most exciting news that he has provided to us is that we will have an immunization van at the registration event. So if your children need immunizations, to please come out that day and get their shots.
All right. Anything else you need to touch on?
That's it.
All right. Kim, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Kim Strauss of the Brenham ISD, our guest this morning on the Brenham School District Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel, and we'll be back again next week here on KWHI.